Upi, digital Ashwamedha of Bharat. The Sanatan way tells us the natural and eternal way to live is to cooperate for the common human good. A cooperation, not just a commerce cut to 2022. Bharat is following the Sanatan principle. India leads the world in real-time digital payments by clocking almost 40% of all such transactions, said Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi. With more than 48 billion digital transactions, Bharat led the global list in 2021. Bharat did almost 3 times more transactions than China, which is second by completing 18 billion transactions, and 6.5 times more than the transactions done by the United States, Canada and the United Kingdom. Last month, the UPI was used for over 6.7 billion transactions in the world's second largest internet market. 52% of these transactions were P2M payments done by a person to a merchant. 82% of P2M payments were under 500 rupees. Thus, UPI is a payment tool for ordinary Indians for their regular payments. A BCG report predicts that the e-payments market in India will increase by 3 times and be worth up to $10 trillion in the next 5 years, and nearly 65% of all payments will be e-payments. Importantly, Bharat's UPI is the number one digital payment interface with a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 160%. As of July 2022, 338 banks integrated UPI with their digital platform. Due to this unprecedented growth and global expansion, UPI is leading the global payment domain. It has eased up the payment process and facilitated the evolution of other businesses. Startup 20 under India's G20 presidency. Bharat proposed a new group at the G20 level for startups. Bharat called for G20 countries to adopt open source and interoperable platforms like UPI and Aadhaar to promote inclusive digitization across the world. Of the $21 billion startups in the fintech space, 9 are payments unicorns, and all have integrated UPI solutions for a seamless checkout experience across platforms. Among these are companies like Razorpay, Cred, PhonePe, Pine Labs and Paytm. However, PhonePe led the UPI space with a 47.7% market share in July 2022 and processed transactions worth 5.24 lakh rupees crore. One problem with UPI is that it is inaccessible to foreigners traveling to India. During the G20 presidency, Bharat should launch UPI services for foreigners traveling in India. Recently considering UPI's success, Fortune magazine stated, as Silicon Valley fantasizes about Web 3.0, India leaps ahead on payments. UPI is doing specifically what blockchain is invented to do by cutting out mediators, and by creating, for now, at least, a payment instrument free of transaction fees. It has attracted 260 million unique users and 50 million merchants in India alone. UPI, one of the most successful digital public goods, DPG, is the best thing to happen to Bharat, where the fruits of innovation have primarily eluded the masses. But it is not so this time. Even the most small-time merchants, vendors have adopted UPI and benefited. For both buyers and sellers, the outcome has guaranteed a smooth and inclusive payments ecosystem without the chaos and hassles of plastic money. The only glitch? Nobody is ready to pay for the newfound convenience. Given the idea behind the public good policy, UPI services are currently free for customers and merchants. However, banks and payment service providers, third-party admins like PhonePe and Google Pay are struggling to cope with costs incurred in the zero MDR, merchant discount rate, regime as merchants are no longer paying them the service charge. Although the government has been compensating the banks on an ad hoc basis, all non-banking PSPs, fintech startups in this space rue the lack of a sustainable revenue model as they have no other income to cover their costs. Effective January 2020, the MDR issue has been a thorn in the flesh for all TPA, PSP stakeholders. According to a Mint report, the industry is estimated to lose 5,500 crore rupees from UPI and RuPay MDR made zero. As per sources, last year, the government gave 1,300 crore rupees to banks for UPI TXNS. So each taxpayer paid 600 rupees approx for UPI to already profitable banks. TPAs like PhonePe, Google Pay and the like made nothing. While Paytm Bank gets some incentive from the government on UPI, Paytm as a TPA can unlock 800 crore rupees annual revenues from UPI MDR. Guess what that can do to its stock price? The newest Reserve Bank of India's initiative to link UPI with credit cards will also have growth implications. To begin with, customers will have a wider choice of payments, and big-ticket purchases will rise now. Second, MDR will be back for all credit cards, including RuPay. The rate has been fixed at 2% of the transaction size, barring small merchants with a turnover of up to 20 lakh rupees. Of this, 1.5% will go to the card issuing bank as an interchange, and the rest will be split as fees among RuPay or other networks when they come in, and all acquiring entities. In the last 5 years, the Digital India program has driven rapid technology implementation in the country. Some of the top digital technology-supported programs that have engaged huge space in the e-governance model include Aadhaar expansion, direct benefit transfer, common services centers, DigiLocker, mobile-based Umang services, participatory governance through MyGov and Jeevan Praman. Not only UPI, but Bharat also has a boutique of offerings for social good. Sanatana Way, a cooperation for social good. Our existence is under threat, the challenges like climate change killing people across borders, but we are so ignorant that we are busy negotiating petty benefits. By 2030, we need 50% more food, 45% more energy, 50% reduction in CO2 emissions to survive, Labs, February 2018. However, with the current fragmented and narrow-minded approach, we are not ready to save our planet. The scale and pace of these global challenges like climate change is a matter of great concern. To speed up the implementation and delivery of a sustainable development goal to solve these existential threats, cross-border electronic cooperation can play an important role. The WTO members should reduce all kinds of barriers to achieving the SDGs by at least 50% by 2030. Existence should be given preference over economics. For countries and SDG below 50 score, there should be some consideration while WTO members negotiate a commerce policy framework. Given the idea behind the public good policy, UPI services are currently free for customers and merchants. However, banks and payment service providers, third-party admins like PhonePe and Google Pay are struggling to cope with costs incurred in the zero MDR, merchant discount rate, regime as merchants are no longer paying them the service charge. A cooperation should bring special provisions for natural calamities, emergencies and eradicating life-threatening diseases like COVID-19. Example. Gates Foundation is aggressively working to eliminate malaria from the planet. For such NGOs, initiatives should have special provisions in the e-commerce framework with no or minimum barriers. Thus Bharat, the land of Sanatana Dharma, urges G20 members to broaden their horizon from cross-border electronic commerce to electronic cooperation. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.